Unit 7. Countries and Languages. Lesson 25. 1. Read and say. Good morning, class.
Good morning, sir.
We have 5 visitors today. They are from 5 different countries. Now they will introduce themselves to you.
Nice to meet you. My name is Bryden. I'm from Germany, Europe. I speak German and English.
Hello, my name is Ichiro. I come from Japan. I can speak Japanese, Korean, and English.
Hi, my name is Chuvikov. I come from Russia. I can speak 3 languages, Russian, English, and Chinese.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jenny. I come from Canada. I can speak English and French, and I am learning Chinese.
你们好, my name is Kevin. I come from South Africa. I can speak English, French, German, Japanese, Korean, Russian, and Chinese.
Wow!
Lesson 26. 2. Read.
Countries and languages. Nobody knows how many different languages there are in the world. It is said there are more than 5,000. The most widely used of these languages is English. It is used all over the world. It is the language of business, the sea, and the air. It is used by business people, by airline pilots, and sea captains all over the world. It is also the first language of sport and science. So it is very important to learn English. English is the most widely spoken language in the world. But Chinese has the largest number of speakers. Not only over 1 billion people living inside China, but also many Chinese outside China speak it. You will find large or small groups of Chinese people living in almost every country in the world. For example, in London or New York, you will find several thousand Chinese people living and working there. What are the official languages used in the United Nations? There are so many different languages in the world that people decided to use only 6. These languages are Arabic, Chinese, English, French, Russian, and Spanish. Everything spoken or written in one language is translated into the other 5 so that everyone can understand. It is very important to learn English. But there are other important languages in the world too. Chinese is, of course, very important, especially in Asia. Arabic is widely spoken in many parts of Asia and Africa, for example, in Egypt. Russian is spoken in both Europe and Asia. French is widely understood not only in Europe, but also in parts of Canada, Africa, and Asia. Spanish has a growing number of speakers all over the world, especially in Central and South America.
Lesson 28. 3. Read and act.
Kevin, how many languages do you know?
The only language I know well is English. I also speak a little French and I'm trying to learn Chinese.
Really? Do you find it difficult?
Well, speaking Chinese isn't too difficult, but writing it is very hard. What about you? How many languages do you know?
Oh, only Chinese, I'm afraid. I'm learning English. I like reading, but it's not easy to speak English well.
You speak it very well.
Thanks, I'm trying.
4. Read and discuss.
Read the following passage about British English and American English and discuss with your partner about the differences between them. We often hear people say, "This is American English. That is British English." Is American English very different from British English? The answer is no. The differences between American English and British English are not very great. Written English is about the same in both the UK and the US. But there are some spelling differences. For example, center, color, and traveled is spelt center, color, and traveled in American English. There are only a very small number of differences in grammar between American English and British English. The most important differences are in spoken English. For example, most Americans pronounce tomato as tomato, new as new, address as address. Kilometer is not only pronounced differently, kilometer, but spelled differently, kilometer. You may wonder which is correct. The answer is that it does not matter. But you should speak either American English or British English. Do not try to speak both at the same time.